Hello, this is Leanne Jenkins coming to you with our October 2nd Literacy Word of the Month. As you know and may have heard, October, we are going to be doing a literacy word every day so that we can all as a community learn new and old literacy words that helps us be the best literacy leaders in our community. Today's word is syllable. Syllables are often called the beats of the word. Think of it like this. Every time your chin drops slightly as you speak a word, you've probably just pronounced a syllable. Try it with a word like this. Radio. Three beats, three syllables. Or word, just one beat, a single syllable. At their core, every single syllable has to contain a vowel sound. That's the heart of the syllable, what linguists call the nucleus. You can have consonants clustered around it, which are an opening sound, the onset, and the closing sound, the coda. But without the vowel sound, you do not have a syllable. That's why the word rhythm can be tricky. But even the wa acts as a vowel sound. You know those tricky wa's, they want to be consonants and vowels. Syllables aren't just for counting. They're essential for reading and fluent speech. When you read a long word like information, your brain is actually breaking it down into these four manageable chunks. This process is called syllablication. It helps us decode and pronounce words correctly. It's the reason kids learn to clap out words in school and kindergarten. It builds that crucial phonetic awareness. As young readers progress, they quickly move beyond simple one-syllable words like dog and run, and they encounter longer, more complex texts like and words like fantastic, determine, or confusion. For a struggling reader, looking at a 7 or 8-letter word can feel like looking at a massive, overwhelming wall of text. They might try to sound out the word at once, which is often impossible and can become very frustrating for the students. This is where understanding syllables becomes a superpower for a reader. When a fluent reader encounters a long word, they don't see one big chunk. They automatically break it down into smaller, manageable chunks, the syllables. For instance, the word establish becomes establish. Each smaller chunk is easier to sound out and blend. Once a reader masters the common syllable division rules, like knowing where to split the word when two consonants are present, they gain the strategy needed to decode almost any unfamiliar word, thus becoming a fluent reader. This skill dramatically supports reading fluency. When the reader can rapidly segment and blend syllables, they transition from just sounding out individual letters to sounding out whole chunks, which significantly increases their reading speed, fluency, and accuracy. Furthermore, syllable stress, knowing which part of the word to emphasize, is essential for correct pronunciation and comprehension. Saying photograph versus photography changes the meaning and is often related to where the syllable breaks fall. By training young readers to tap out, clap, or count the syllables in words, we're giving them the essential tools to tackle the 80,000 plus words in the English language. Syllables are the rhythm that helps us dance through the page and become truly fluent, confident readers. Thanks for joining in. This is our word of the day, syllable. Can't wait to see you tomorrow on October 3rd.